Welcome to the Real Barman Podcast. This episode first aired as a video on my YouTube channel. Don't forget to visit the resource page at barpatrol.net and therealbarman.com for a ton of resources on running a better bar and restaurant. Today, I'm going to tell you how often you should be counting your bar inventory so you can be a lean, mean, money-making machine. Trust me. Hey now, it is Dave Allred, the Real Barman here from barpatrol.net and therealbarman.com. So we get this question quite a bit here at Bar Patrol. How often should I count my inventory? And I know that you're like, please say just once per year. Please say once per year. Please say once per year. But of course, that is not the answer. Okay? And I'm aware that counting inventory is tedious, but it is crucial to running a profitable business. And I know many of you ignore it, or you take it every couple months and you think that's doing something. But I'll tell you this, counting inventory is a choice. You don't have to count your inventory, but just like everything else in your life, your choices have results and consequences. Like if you decide to eat donuts and fried ice cream every day, the consequences are that you're gonna become a fat, lumpy chunk of lard. Okay, same goes for your bar inventory. If you choose not to count and track your inventory, your business will bleed money and your expenses and losses will also become fat and bloated, and the health of your business will suffer greatly until you eventually have a financial heart attack and it dies. Okay, because the fact of the matter is, the average bar is losing 25% of its inventory due to bartender theft and negligence. And if you even try to tell me, not my bartenders, man, they're honest, or yeah, they gave away a little bit, but that's the nature of the business, man. I swear to God, if you tell me either of those things, I'm going to come to the screen and strangle you with a shoelace, because they all do it. All right. And your 18-year-old daughter, she's not a virgin. All right. And she drinks vodka with her friends. Open your eyes and man up. Okay. Or woman up. Or transgender up. All right. I'm supportive all the way around. And now that I've preached at you like a stern father, all right, let's get to the question at hand. How often should you count your bar inventory? And for this, I'm going to tell you exactly what I did for bars back in 2011 to 2015 when Bar Patrol was an inventory auditing company. All right, and there's me. There's a younger, better-looking version of myself. At that time, I had about 10 to 12 bar clients, and I would come in and count their inventory. I counted more than 2,000 inventories in those 4 years, and I would track their variance and their losses, and as a result, I would save them hundreds of thousands of dollars over the years. And then, of course, in 2015, I hired a software development team and Bar Patrol Inventory app was born. So this is not a complicated process I'm giving you, but it is a highly effective one, right? First thing you want to do is count your inventory once per week. And you should do it on the same day every week so you have a systemized process and you leave no doubt that inventory is going to be taken on that day. Okay, my suggestion is to choose a day before or the day of your ordering so you'll have an accurate count of what you have on hand and you're able to order the correct amount so that you don't have too much on hand or you have too little on hand so that you run out. Okay, this is why it's important to set your par levels based on your usage. Okay, in addition, all right, this will also give you a consistent look at your variance on a weekly basis. If you only take inventory once per month, you can't troubleshoot issues like missing bottles, poor cost percentage, and variance. Okay, it's too long of a time period in between. All right, and if you don't know what variance is, it's what is physically missing for each brand of your beer, liquor, and wine. It's not based on pour cost percentage, which is not nearly as accurate. Okay, next, you need to count inventory on the first of the month so you can run your monthly profit loss numbers. Okay, if the first of the month it doesn't land on the exact day you run your weekly inventory, that's fine. Okay, just use it for your weekly inventory count. It doesn't matter if it's a couple days off. So that means you might have like 9 days between your last inventory count and then your next count when you get back to your normal day of the week is going to be only like 5 day gap. All right, and that's just fine. Does that make sense? And then finally, you need to do weekly spot checks of individual bartenders. And this will take you like 5 to 10 minutes to do so. Okay, super simple. And don't tell them that you're doing it. Keep it on the down low. All right, for spot checking, simply take 5 or 10 of your highest selling beer, liquor, wine, whatever you choose, and count them right before the shift and right after the shift, and then you can run a sales data and variance report on just those 5 or 10 products. Okay, it's best if you can isolate a bartender that has their own shift, like on a Tuesday night and they're all alone, so they are fully accountable for what's missing. And this is especially effective if you have a regular who drinks the same thing. Let's say they drink Jack Daniels every time they come in, and maybe they're a really good tipper. Make sure to spot check Jack on that night and see how many shots are missing at the end of the night. You'll be amazed. Okay, now you can sit down with your bartender at the end of the shift and show them that you know what's going on. You're like, you rang in 8 shots of Jack tonight, but you poured 15 shots. And Bill came in, I know he drinks Jack. What's going on? Okay, when they know that you know what they know, it's a come to Jesus moment, and they will stop stealing from you immediately. It really is phenomenal. And so to run a variance report like this, you will need a quality inventory system like Bar Patrol. Okay, or something else. No, it doesn't have to be Bar Patrol. It's totally up to you. I want you to find what's best for you. The cool thing about Bar Patrol, though, is that with the blueprint system, you're going to cut your inventory time in half. Okay, you can also count on multiple devices at the same time. You can do all of your ordering. We also have the super sexy Bluetooth scale, which is scary accurate. Okay, but if you want a point count and you don't care about your inventory numbers being 10 to 12% off, then by all means, stick with that. All right, either way, do your research, go find yourself a quality, affordable inventory system, and start transforming your business today. Or don't. All right, enjoy your downward spiral as your employees decide that it's their booze and it's their money to give away, which they will, all right, to the tune of 25% to your guests and to themselves. Disclaimer, Bar Patrol is clinically proven to work. Warning, side effects of tracking your inventory might include perfect stock levels, less waste, soaring profits, and boundless happiness. Please count responsibly. So, thanks for hanging out with me today. If you want to learn more about how to spot check your bartenders, you will want to check out this video here as I show you exactly how to do it. Now, go make millions and millions of dollars. I'm going to see you next time. I'm out. Thanks for hanging out with me today. Remember to visit the resource page at barpatrol.net and therealbarman.com for both free and paid resources on running a kick-ass bar and restaurant. I'll see you next time. Cheers.